The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, 24 March 2017. I had this posted today. There was a Wisconsin police officer, and he scammed a scammer who threatened him with arrest. Now, I've already gotten one of these calls, supposedly from the IRS. The IRS does not call you, okay? And this cop recorded this, and it's out there, and it's viral. Today, I get a call. Your warranty on your car has lapsed. And I said, which one? Because I've had several cars when being down here in Texas, and they're still calling on cars I no longer have. Well, this one beat them all. It was the 2001 Dodge Caravan that I hadn't had for 6 years. And I asked him, he said, well, you know, this covers your engine, your transmission, and your drivetrain. I says, and what car are you calling about? Oh, a 2001 Grand Caravan. I said, I haven't had that car in 6 years. Click. Now, rather than saying, well, I'm okay, thank you, and we'll take your name off the list, I'll keep getting the calls. I cannot stop them. And just today, I got another call from one of these computer fixes. Oh, we're here to help you with your computer. There's nothing wrong with my computer. Well, yes, there is. You got viruses. I said, the only virus I have right now is you on this telephone with me. You're a scammer. Click. This is what a Wisconsin police officer did. And listen to this very closely, because you can use this as a blueprint when you get the call, and you will. It's the latest scam.
Is this the IRS?
That's correct.
I said to call this number if we just said that I had committed a fraud or something.
All right, sir. So do you have a case number with you?
No, it didn't give me a case number. It just said that I was going to be arrested and I should call this number back.
You know, we have to go some kind of verification process, and the guideline says that you have to verify your name and your mailing address. And if you provide us your valid name and valid address, we will be able to help you further with your case file.
But you said you're going to issue a warrant for me and come to my house. If you don't have my address, how are you going to do that? So, like, how long do I have, you know, to get this taken care of before I would get arrested?
You have today, 4 days.
Is that like 24 hours, so tomorrow at this time, or is it until midnight tonight?
No, so not midnight, so till our, you know, till our shift is over, till our, you know, what can I say, till our working hours is over.
And who would actually be coming to arrest me? Is it IRS, or how do you do that?
Sir, we will download your arrest warrant to your local sheriff department, and from that department, sir, they will do what's required to do.
So the sheriff's department will arrest me at, what do you say, 6 or 6:30 your time?
No, sir, yes, in our time, 6 or 6:30. And if my department decided to do that, if my superior decided, you know, to proceed further with legal actions against you.
Okay, so can I just go to my local IRS office and do this?
Well, sir, at this point in time, I'm really sorry to say, you know, because your local IRS office don't have your case file anymore. Your case file has been handed to us because you have been investigated by our department. They don't have your paperwork in your local IRS.
Okay, but none of that's electronically? Everything, you guys do everything by hand, by paper?
No, so they do have electronically.
Okay, so if I call them, they can at least clarify that you're the right guy I should be talking to and that this number's okay, and then we will give you a call back and we'll get things straightened out.
You can just clarify only the numbers because most probably they won't know who's handling your case, okay? Because in the headquarters of the investigation department, sir, we don't quite know each other with the local IRS office. Well, I can tell you my name. I can tell you my
This is where it gets good.
If you want to.
Sure. Can you tell me your name and your badge number, please?
All right. This is James Maxwell, and I'm holding a badge number of ML05-0450-1221. That's my badge number, sir.
Okay, can you go ahead again with that, with your badge number and your name, and then I'll give you a call back in a little bit.
This is James Johnson.
I thought you said it was Dave Maxwell last time.
It was James Maxwell Johnson, sir.
Oh, James Maxwell Johnson.
The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office does not receive information from the IRS on warrants for citizens based on phone calls like this. This is truly a scam.
That was Officer Kyle Roeder, and that was in, I think, Eau Claire, Minnesota. Wisconsin. They're both the same, aren't they? Yeah. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark. Hello,
hey,
Mark.
It's been a while. Can you hear me okay?
Only on your end it's been a while. I've been talking to you this whole time.
Well, I mean, I've been hearing you, but you haven't been hearing me, have you?
I don't know. Have I?
Oh, okay. I mean, it's just been a while since you and I have chatted. I guess I understand your frustration with this guy thinking we'll just load our guns and that's going to solve the problem. But unfortunately, we both sympathize that what JFK said is those that make peaceful change impossible make violent change inevitable. And we don't want it to come to that. And they're not so sure they're going to win. And there's a lot of people resisting what they're up to, but they're resisting in all kinds of incoherent. The thing is, I think we do need to reinstate the militia. But I put the word lawful in front of the word militia. To be clear, I'm not talking about violating anybody's right to due process, including the people that have violated our right to due process.
Right.
Like, I guess you're aware that unlawful burglary has exceeded the civil asset forfeiture as a thievery and color of law has exceeded regular unlawful burglary. And I'm like, oh, okay, so what's being done with the color of law has exceeded the other, you know, breaking into people's houses and stealing their things. And I'm like, what the heck is with that? And I've dealt with a lot of police officers that agree that violating somebody's right to due process is completely wrong.
Right.
So, you know, it is a question of how do we solve this problem? But, you know, where they refuse to acknowledge. I don't know, have you ever heard of this thing called represent.us? You may find that of interest.
Represent what?
Okay, represent.us. And it's a web page, and it has a video explaining that Princeton University did a study, and they found that there is, it'll explain it fairly clearly itself, that it's, when Princeton University did a study, they found that the vast majority of Americans, they did a study of comparing political opinion polls about various policies and what the probability of a piece of legislature getting enacted. And it was a flat horizontal line, at least for 90% of us. Now, if it were an ideal republic, it would be a unit slope. And when the study, you know, as this video proceeds about what the problem is that corruption is legal in this country. And it explained that when you get to the top 10%, it's pretty close to that unit slope, but that doesn't apply to 90% of us. And basically they're advocating that we need anti-corruption laws about this system of open bribery. We're in agreement about that, correct?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, in principle, yeah.
Well, like I said, I didn't know if you were aware of this site, and I thought you might. It's something that you might find interesting, and something that you might want to check out and encourage. You know, you might want to dialogue with some of these people, because I try to. We're all frustrated. We want a way out of this mess. We want people to be held accountable, or if nothing else, even if they're not, go to the Gray Bar Hotel. At least they shouldn't be rewarded for their treachery and
Mark,
their treason.
Mark,
right?
let me back up a little bit here. The writings of the founders, they said that, look, you know, even Ben Franklin, when asked, you know, what kind of government did you give us? Well, a republic if you can keep it. Well, obviously, we haven't done such a good job of keeping it. But there was also something that was almost a unanimous thread throughout all of them, is when... And if, not if, but when the government turns on you, which it inevitably will, it'll garner more power unto itself, and we know what happens after that. But they also had provision in there to shut the government down when it stops serving the people, to shut it down and just move it a little bit further out west and open up a new one. And that's exactly the approach that should be taken here. With absolutely no equivocation, is you people have created something that the founders and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights in no way, shape, or form does it mirror. So we're excusing you.
Yeah.
We are the ones that created you in the several states, and we're the ones that are telling you to get the hell out of the seats. We're going to repeal and replace what you guys have done. If we don't
and
take...
some cases, well,
and Mark...
And sometimes the word repudiate... Can you hear... I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead.
And sometimes the word repudiate is better than repeal, because what was not legitimate, and that's one thing I've tried to address. When I see the boys in blue, or even I've even had conversation with judges, and they acknowledge you cannot change the Constitution at bayonet point. And so the 14th Amendment was unlawfully coerced upon the South at bayonet point. And, of course, our current corrupt political system, I look at the things that our system actively avoids. It actively avoids telling the truth about the banksters, about how our Constitution was illegitimately changed more than once. And this system, you know, it's like that carpetbagger Barry Loudermilk, who is now, you know, he's supposed to be my representative, but I know that Jim Trafficant told the truth, that they're actually liaison between the international bankers and us. They're basically BS merchants. They're selling us this lie that whatever they do is in our interest. Yeah, sure. And when I tried to tell Barry, you know, I wrote up a proposal for an idea that would give us the people the power to have a public, a popular, what's the word for it?
I don't know. What
people
do you
can vote on things that the body politic is not
public referendum?
No, you're talking about a democracy.
Public?
And I said, no.
Public? Public referendum. Public referendum. Well, you're not pausing here. And when I go to speak, you're talking right over me. So
I'm sorry. I may have some trouble. I just got a brand new Bluetooth device.
Ah.
I beg your pardon.
Okay.
Sir.
All right.
Okay. But the thing is that he claims that a republic means we vote for people who claim to be representing us. And I told him candidly, sir, according to your definition, then all the communist countries were republics because you can vote for this communist or that communist. Of course, that didn't register with him at all.
Of course not.
A republic, you know. And we need to, I think you need to read Plato's Republic and understand that there are some things there that I was looking through that material, and there's one guy saying, well, you know, as long as you have lots of money and gold and when you get stand before God, you can just bribe him for whatever stupid thing you did to cheat and steal.
Did you?
But I'm like, well, okay.
Did Mark, have you ever known a shakedown artist when he's confronted that, hey, you're nothing but a shakedown artist? Have you ever met a shakedown artist that admits that, okay, you got me, I'm a shakedown artist? That's what these... that's what these politicians...
Absolutely.
That's what these politicians are. Who are they representing? And under what are they representing you on? What form of government did you elect them into? A legislative democracy, a constitutional republic? What? They seem to be confused as to what their capacity is when they get voted in by the people. They don't have a damn clue, and they're taught that you got the leeway to do this if you can, you know, bamboozle them and blow smoke up their butts or whatever the case may be. You can get the bill through as long as you get enough support. What? No, there's a checklist. Ron Paul used it. That's why he was known as Dr. No. How many damn things did he vote on in Washington, D.C.? Not very many. And there weren't a lot of people that went and garnered his support on a bill because most of them were unconstitutional, and he wouldn't vote.
Absolutely.
That's your number one criteria for a bill. Is it? Well, you saw what they did with Obamacare. They sent it to the Supreme Court. How'd you like the explanation that they gave you? Remember the explanation? It's a tax, and the government has the right to lay and collect taxes. Excuse me? What?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, somebody...
And that's the thing is...
Yeah, somebody's got a problem here, and it's us.
Yeah.
And it's out of control, but we have not owned up that is not a Donald Trump, not the first, and not the next guy that you elect into office. It is up to us to fix this. This is the big problem. Here's the big problem, Mark. Everybody's standing around mumbling and griping about this and complaining about that. But when you look at them and you go, okay, I understand all of that. Okay, well, I've written my congressman, and I know that they're operating outside the law, and I know they're doing all these things, and I know they're corrupt, and I know this, and I know. I go, okay, you know all of that. What is your solution? Well, I don't know what to do. Well, we had better figure it out because it is up to us. We, the people, we are what's left of the government in this country. And if we don't stand up for the proper representation under the republic, then you just might as well kiss it goodbye. Wave goodbye at it, ladies and gentlemen, because it's disappearing over the horizon, never to return. We either got to get serious about reinstituting the rule of law in this country, or you can kiss it goodbye.
Absolutely. Because from what I've read of Plato's Republic, people got to be informed. And when people are in the left-right paradigm, informed, they left out the prefix misinformed. And they're all basing it on trial by media, which you folks are good at debunking a lot of the slander campaign used to justify unlawful wars and all like that.
Yeah.
I do appreciate what you're doing. But our reward is not here on this planet. There's something better awaiting us for saying.
We're not going Mark, along with Mark. Mark, I don't know about all of that. I've heard that there's the everlasting streets of gold, and God's going to protect you. Look, here and now, this is the temporal. We have to deal with this. There's only one guarantee that was given after you die, and that is based on your religious beliefs. I'm talking about here and now in this world. Okay,
I agree.
Okay.
But I also look at it from the vantage point of God has never given us any assurance that we're going to live through. Now, this calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints. This whole idea that we're going to be raptured into heaven, well, yeah, according to the same guy who was marketed onto us, the Cyrus Schofield misconception, my sister has that too, Jesus. I was like, I wish they were right, but I don't count on it for an instant. There's going to be, you know, the way I like to put it is the reign of the beast will come
to pass. To me, look, Mark, to me, they're just cowards hiding behind God's robes. That's all that they are.
I solidly agree that these people have horribly distorted and misrepresented God's word to say that whatever so-called Israel does is okay with us. And that's the thing about self. Yeah. I guess you've probably been following this thing where Chuck Baldwin has...
Mark, really, we're going into many different subjects. I'm not...
Okay.
I'm running out of time here. I'm hard up against a break. I thank you for your call.
Understood.
All righty.
Amen. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 12-24-36, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 12-24-36, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12-24-36. Get your copy today.
Watching me. You think? Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello.
Hello.
I called in before about having a polling place website, and the closest I've come is a www.pollingplace@RaleighNorthCarolina.precinct712.
Whoa.
And this is for the 7 major candidates that you voted for at your polling place. But this is what I wanted to say.
Okay.
Such a website, the office staff of the people I call, these 7 out of the 9 people, said they would contribute weekly. But my thought is such a website where it was firsthand information such as this vote on the health care, the responses, am I correct that the responses of the voters from their homes might constitute a referendum if they all got in there and said, you're out? And enough of them, I mean, it would be a electronic highway of establishing a referendum almost.
Well, it sounds like a good idea, but what makes you think that they would pay attention? You know, we haven't.
It's not they paying attention. If you've got an electric, verifiable public statement like that. I think that might do as good as going to the polls and voting for that kind of thing.
Well, I'm looking for the enabling mechanism here, the ejector seat for the ones that think this is a grand democracy. I'm looking for that mechanism that makes this the end-all, be-all, that we do this forum, we have this referendum, and we state our opinions or we cite our facts, and it does something.
Well, there should be some technology people in this country that don't want to go take a gun and don't want to play dead, who are willing to work on the topic anyway.
Well, and I commend you for giving it consideration and thought, because we are 50 little republics out here in the Union, and it's pretty much up to the citizenry of the respective states to take care of states' business.
I think God has given us the technology, and we better get busy and start using it productively, just like automobiles and airplanes.
I don't know. You better watch that. I don't know if it was God that gave us the technocracy. It seems like the work of the devil to me.
Well, we all do like to drive our cars.
Well, yeah, but okay, you can drive a Model T, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have to trust your fellow man too on the road. That's pretty good.
Well, yeah, by and large, and the fear factor built into that one is self-preservation. I don't want to die.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Betty. I appreciate your call.
Okay. Bye bye.
Yeah. You can have a Bugatti Veyron, 1,200 horsepower car. That's still a car, or a Model T that basically does the same thing. Not as glamorous, not as fast, but it's basically just a remake of the original idea. I love this story, and if you want to read the ruling on this, folks, I don't know that you're going to believe this. That's why I have it posted at republicbroadcasting.org. We don't want any fakeness on here on the network. Court rules in favor of police who pounded on the wrong door, didn't identify themselves, then killed an innocent man for holding a gun on his own property. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. And this was posted over at Blacklisted News. According to federal appeals court, police will not be held accountable for banging on the wrong door at 1:30 a.m., failing to identify themselves as police, and then repeatedly shooting and killing the innocent homeowner who answered the door while holding a gun in self-defense. Now, this is a 26-year-old young man by the name of Andrew Scott. He committed no crime, never fired a single bullet, or lifted his firearm against the police. He was gunned down by police that were investigating a speeding incident, engaged in the middle of the night, knock and talk in Scott's apartment complex. Remember the term knock and talk. We'll talk more about this on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
In ruling in favor of qualified immunity for police, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit has given law enforcement agencies further incentives to engage in aggressive knock-and-talk practices, which have become nothing more than thinly veiled, warrantless exercises by which citizens are coerced and intimidated into talking with heavily armed police who knock on their doors in the middle of the night. Government officials insist that there is nothing unlawful, unreasonable, or threatening about the prospect of armed police dressed in SWAT gear knocking on doors in the middle of the night and asking homeowners to engage in warrantless knock-and-talk sessions. Now, according to constitutional attorney John W. Whitehead, president of the Rutherford Institute and author of The Battlefield America, The War on the American People, he says, however, as Andrew Scott learned, there's always a price to pay for saying no to such heavy-handed requests by police. In this case, his life. If the courts continue to sanction such aggressive, excessive, coercive knock-and-shoot tactics, it will give police further incentive to terrorize and kill American citizens without fear of repercussion. Now, here's the backstory.
On July 15, 2012, Deputy Richard Sylvester spotted a speeding motorcycle while on patrol in Lake County, Florida. Sylvester pursued the motorcycle in his patrol car but lost sight of it. Subsequent reports caused Sylvester to believe that the motorcyclist might be armed. I don't know how he figured that one out, but he might be armed. Was wanted by another police department and had been spotted in a nearby apartment complex. Now, arriving at the complex around 1:30 a.m. And you know what you're going to find in any apartment complex at 1:30 in the a.m., right? One of three categories. Either people are sleeping, partying, and drunk, or they're insomniacs. At any rate, buying stuff off of the the whatever channel. Now, Sylvester and three other deputies began knocking on doors close to where the motorcycle was parked, starting with apartment 114, where there was a light on inside. Now, apartment 114 was occupied by a one Andrew Scott and Amy Young, who were playing video games and had no connection to the motorcycle or any illegal activity. Now, assuming tactical positions surrounding the door to apartment 114, the deputies had their guns drawn and ready to shoot. Now, this is. Let's go back here where this guy thought that, well, he might be armed. Based on what? What, the placard that a police officer saw on the back of the motorcyclist as he sped away? I'm armed, don't screw with me. You mean that hot tip? How did they get this in their head that this motorcyclist was armed? And here again we go. These aren't peace officers. These are tactical, full-on shoot-to-kill people, all right? Special weapons and tactics. Assuming their tactical position surrounding the door, the deputies had their guns drawn and ready to shoot. Sylvester, without announcing he was a police officer, then banged loudly and repeatedly on the door, causing a neighbor to open up his door. When questioned by a deputy, the neighbor explained that the motorcycle owner did not live at apartment 114. This should have been end and stand down at this point, but it was not. The information was not relayed to Mr. Sylvester. Unnerved by the banging at such a late hour, Andrew Scott retrieved his handgun before opening the door. When Scott saw a shadowy figure holding a gun outside the door, he retreated into his apartment only to have Sylvester immediately open fire. Sylvester fired six shots, three of which hit and killed Scott. A trial court subsequently ruled in favor of the police, ruling that Scott was to blame for choosing to retrieve a handgun before opening the door. On appeal, the 11th Circuit ruled that Sylvester was protected by qualified immunity, reasoning that the use of excessive force did not violate clearly established law. Four judges dissented with a majority ruling, likening the knock and talk to knock and shoot. That's what the four dissenting judges said. And rejecting the idea that Scott caused the shooting by exercising his Second Amendment right through his possession of a firearm. Qualified immunity. That's what they're calling it now. Qualified immunity. All out of the rotten bowels of what they came out. Remember it, folks? Going on 25-plus years now? Remember where this came from? Oh, the officers need to protect themselves, and they need to protect evidence, so we're going to do no-knock or dynamic entries to protect our officers and to get, that's right, the drug evidence before the perpetrator or the lawbreaker has the ability to destroy the evidence. That was the reason that was given. The war on drugs. Now, any sane person, you know, if you're a big coke dealer or you're a big heroin dealer, if you're a big pot dealer, you ain't talking about little baggies here and there. You're talking about pounds and kilos. If you're any kind of a drug dealer whatsoever, mind you.
Okay? If you're one of the self-respecting high-roller drug dealers, there's not going to be any way they're going to destroy evidence. And, you know what? Here's the thing. That Fourth Amendment thing, you know, presentment of evidence to a judge and, you know, all that is out the window. So now they're qualifying themselves under qualified immunity against the responsibility of taking human lives when there should be no taking of human lives. Wow. There's a new paradigm here in America, folks. You're guilty until you supplicate, you put your face in the ground, your hands behind your back, you allow them to search you, your property. You got to be properly vetted. You're not innocent until you're proved guilty of something. You're guilty until you can prove to these asshats, these badge-wearing asshats, that you didn't do anything wrong. It is up to the state to provide the evidence that you've done something wrong. What did Mr. Scott do? He committed the sin, the great sin, at 1:30 in the morning of playing a video game with his girlfriend. Mr. Scott will be playing no other video games. He won't be enjoying life or his girlfriend Amy anymore. He's dead. How do you compensate somebody for a wrongful death? How do you restore that life? You don't. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John. That's a tough story to follow. That makes me very sad.
Well, it has happened time after time, and it's going to keep happening. And there's nothing that's going to slow down these administrative clowns of the state.
No, which is true, and it's unfortunate when the head administrator does nothing but praise the clowns of the state at every possible chance, which I appreciate. They have a tough job. I've got a brother-in-law who's a cop. His kid's a cop. But there's got to be a point where the public says no more. The reason I called, well, Betty, I wish I could bottle Betty's passion for liberty and put that in every American's heart, because she is fantastic.
You mean put it in the water like they do fluoride?
That'd be awesome if I could just take her passion to have liberty and drug people with it. We could have a free republic again. But initially, when I was listening to you in the first hour, oh, by the way, glad you're feeling better, and I'm glad the chemtrail flu didn't break your immune system down to the point where you couldn't fight the regular flu.
And I didn't tell the rest of that story. I was actually in the little boys' room, and I caught myself with a smile on my face. I actually caught myself smiling, being miserable and having just thrown up and then having to visit and take care of the other. I actually found myself sitting there smiling because I was happy that it was the flu. When was the last time you heard somebody that was smiling because they had the flu?
Not very often.
There you go.
And you knew what would have happened if it hadn't been that.
Yeah.
You knew you'd be on that slow road to the 6 feet under.
Yeah, well, and you know what? I did this all without health insurance.
No kidding. You took natural vitamins and ate good food and drank lots of water?
And I did the silver that Mr. Deagle sent me. He sent me some Alamax as well. And I was doing my regimen of flush the tea and all that other stuff. I didn't even care if I took that stuff and I threw it up an hour later. I would go take it again to make sure it was in my system. Point being that subsequently through this whole ordeal, the worst thing that I could have done is gone to a doctor and had him prescribe me a high-potency, broad-spectrum antibiotic. Would have been the worst thing in the world to do.
Well, yeah, or give you a shot full of mercury.
Or whatever. Whatever.
I'm surprised the bureaucrat didn't take a bureaucrat to help heal you.
Well, geez. Funny,
I'm
isn't
it? I'm stunned.
Well, and I'm stunned that, you know, we're talking about mounds and mounds of muck we got to crawl through in this country just to receive a little bit of quality health care that's at a reasonable and affordable price when there's so much in the arena that could be doing, they could be doing right now to enhance our health rather than destroying it.
Sounds like taking some of Deagle's stuff and eating well and not eating GMO might do the trick.
Well, I'll tell you what Vince Fanelli did. He got his silver from Bill Deagle along with that immune package, and he's taking, I think he's into his second week, or will be Monday. He took 2 weeks off. He said, I'm going to kick this stuff. And I said, well, you got a good chance with this atomized silver that you can get into your lungs, directly into your lungs. And so he's taking the 2 full weeks off to recuperate. So, this stuff damn near killed him. I was not joking when I said it almost killed me, but it damn near killed him.
Right.
You know, I mean, so he's doing the Deagle routine, and he is getting better.
Well, and that's good, and I mean, he's an awesome radio host, and I like listening to him. I love him when he's on your show, but that's part of why I called, was the bloom is off the rose for healthcare, for media, for a lot of things, and what you alluded to in the first hour, it sounds like the bloom is coming off of the Trump rose for a lot of people, even though they don't yet understand the entire system. I listen to talk radio in the Denver area, AM, and like 2% of the people have any possible clue of what's going on. But now that they're starting to see that, okay, this may not be the savior we thought it was, now what are we going to do? And that's why I wanted to call, because I heard you mention that in the first hour.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I warned people how many times, Mike, you listen to the show on a regular basis, how many times did I warn people that, you know, you got this euphoric high. You know, Donald Trump rather than Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump said he was going to do this, this, and this. Well, there's some things that he's tackling that are not going so well. I was really shocked and surprised when he kept pushing this repeal and replace and working with Rhino Ryan, and he kept pushing hard. And it's like, we need to get this voted. We're fixing this thing, and you need to vote for this thing. Well, wait a minute. Vote for what? Were the American people told what was in this bill? We're now just starting to discover, bit by bit, what was actually in this bill. But did you see the bill? I didn't see it. Did you see it?
No.
I didn't, yeah. So here we are. Mr. Trump and I can do a better deal, and I can get things done quickly. This is something that was not going to get done quickly, and it's something that should not have, and I don't care if it took forever and a day to get it done, it shouldn't have been attempted to redo it in the first place. It should have been dumped. It should have been repealed. This is not within the purview of the federal government to do this. He kept talking about the states. I want to give more power to the states. Well, that's where it resides to begin with. But we're stuck with what the federal government and its shenanigans in the healthcare field and with insurance companies of what they've delivered to us already. I mean, he is a businessman. If he understands business, then he understands a full-out, competitive, free, and honest marketplace where the people make their decision, and I don't give a damn if you live in Timbuktu or Cincinnati, Ohio.
No, agreed, and I wonder if you could be a 100 millionaire as a young kid when your father passes and turn it into billions and billions of dollars if you participate authentically in that free market, or if you have to go around the edges a little bit.
Well, and like I said, Trump rides into town, now he's president, I got to put a cabinet together, I've made my campaign promises, and I would like to know that the moment that it occurred to him that, wait a minute, I might be over my head. Because I've looked to some of the picks that he's made, and I'm telling you, I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here right now, he's got neocons that are surrounding him, and he's doing more military adventurism than apparently Barack Obama did.
Yeah, the news is obvious.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this, and I'm going, okay, you asked for the job. You're the one that went out there and asked for the American people to vote for you. They did. Now show me. And I don't give
the good news. Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
The good news from my perspective is that the Republicans who said, wait a minute, this is not how we got here, this is not what we're going to do, we still might have a chance at fixing this before we have to actually wall off D.C. and move it out near Kansas City or Lincoln, Nebraska or something.
No. You just cut it out with a big chainsaw, you put it on floats, and you just push it right out in the Atlantic.
Let's send it to France!
Along with their Masonic reflecting pools and their phallic symbols.
Good show. Glad to hear you back, brother.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. All right. Dan in Can. Oh, that's Dan in Canada.
Hello.
Hi.
I just want to weigh in. I lived in the United States. I studied in Oregon for about 8 years. I studied winemaking.
Ah, okay.
And I became a sommelier. Anyways, coming from my perspective in Canada, I think the United States is the greatest country the world has ever known.
We used to be.
And you got to fight to keep it. I think Trump's going to help, but he's got to get rid of the swamp monsters like McCain and Lindsey Graham.
Keep going. I mean, the list is long.
Oh, geez. What Chuck Schumer? Get rid of these people need to be lined up against the wall.
They were asked recently, okay, who's head of the Democrat Party? They all looked at each other. They all did the palms up and no necker, shrugged shoulders. Well, we don't know. Charles Schumer is the de facto head of the Democrat Party.
I know, it's a sad state of affairs.
It is.
So anyways, as far as health care in Canada goes, I mean, I don't know what Americans think about Canada's socialized medicine, but it's horrible. I mean, I've got to wait 8 months for an MRI. My wife and I have moved to a new little city, and we, for 7 years, have not found a doctor. We have to go to a walk-in clinic, wait outside in minus 10.
Well, wait a minute. Back up here. Back up here a second, Dan. What do you mean you can't find a doctor?
Well, we have to. You're trying to find a family doctor where you can just make an appointment and go in.
Okay.
We can't do that. You're put on a waiting list, and if you have some kind of special disease or something, you get bumped up on the list. So we have to go to a walk-in clinic, and it's about a 2 to 3 hour wait, depending on, time of the year and see how sick people are. So, it's just horrible.
And nobody has responded to my suggestion here. Supposedly, we were going to fix the VA in this country, and this is for the neglected veterans, and they haven't seemed to get a handle on that boondoggle and that bureaucracy. What a waste of money and manpower and space. But fix the VA and take these 24 million people that don't have any health insurance and let them get that quality care at the Veterans Administration. What did you think of that suggestion?
That's not bad. I actually had a friend who was in Oregon who was a Vietnam vet, a friend Larry, and he took his own life because he was sicker than a dog and he was getting the runaround. And that's one thing I really think Trump can do. It's one promise I hope he does keep, to just gut that whole VA and just start from scratch. He needs to get Ron Paul to, come out of retirement and just start being more of a...
Ron Paul has hung up his political spurs. He is not much help to anybody except himself and his Ron Paul channel, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I just figured since he was a doctor for so many years and just his input.
So's his son. So is Rand.
It's a tough call. I don't know. It's just don't look to this socialized medicine. It works in Finland where everybody eats salmon and goes cross-country skiing every day. But here I got to pay for someone's triple bypass who smokes a pack of cigarettes a day. It just doesn't work.
Well, and, we saw this coming. If you've listened to me or this network for any length of time, we warn people that, they've got agendas. One is gun control and confiscation and outlawing weapons, and the other one is national health care. Now, we still have the guns. We're still battling the assets in Washington, D.C., to get out of the insurance game or the healthcare game because it's not their purview to do it. And we're still battling here, so we're not totally gone. But the states have to step up. They have to step up politically. We still got the 10th Amendment. It was included in every state constitution. We still have the ability as a sovereign entity to say no. And that's where we better take this as a grander plan, may not work, but a grander plan to educate people and that political process along the way. They can figure out, are we a socialized, whatever kind of democracy, or are we a constitutional republic? Make up your minds.
If you can keep it.
If you can keep it. And evidently, what's that whirring sound that I hear? Is that a problem with the equipment, or is that Ben Franklin spinning at a higher RPM in his grave? You know?
Exactly.
All right. Dan, thanks for your call, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. 8 months for an MRI? God. Jeez, what if something was really wrong with you? Do you think you can make it to the 8 months? Well, folks, I'll close the program on this Friday. And thank God I'm back, and thank God you're still here. Globalists are now classifying geoengineered chemtrails as the new natural cloud formations caused by climate change. I am not joking. I pulled this from the SGT report. They're serious about this. And it'll take you to the UN websites and how they're classifying clouds. They actually, on the UN site, they actually have an actual photo up there of a chemtrail-laden sky. And they're trying to push this off as this is climate change. I was astounded, absolutely astounded. The story is on, and you got to go, I cannot verbally do this and paint the proper picture on air. You got to go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Look at it yourself. Number one, to convince yourself, yeah, this is real, this is what they're doing. Okay, know it in your heart first, but go look at it. Chemtrails are natural and healthy. So is GMO. So is fluoride in your water. So is the mercury in the vaccines that are turning your little children into vegetables. That's all natural and normal and healthy. We're from the government, or the chemical corporation, or the drug company, and we're only here to help. Come on, people. You know, don't you believe that? By the way, a listener suggested another couple, and I've got to write these down. I never do. Search engines, startpage.com and ixquick.com, ixquick.com, and DuckDuckGo, which I absolutely hate. Good Gopher, and you think that's Mike Adams' search thing? He had something to do with it? Okay, goodgopher.com. And then the Russian search engine, probably take you to all kinds of stuff that's banned in this country. Yandex, Yandex.com. But you might be accused of being a treasonous Russian operative. And don't you know there's a new Cold War and the Ruskies are coming after us again. Thank you for being here, folks. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. Maybe a miracle. Maybe they'll just give up and go home. Maybe we'll wake up Monday morning in a different country. Don't hold your breath. You'll be dead an hour after you wake up.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.